Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We had yesterday learned a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi had said, a Mitzri Sheni married a Mitzri Shniya, and they had a son, a Mitzri Shlishi. So Rashi said, this son, this Mitzri Shlishi, is also in a Mitzri Sheni. That's what Rashi says, because he's a Yisrael. The Shlishi Yisrael for also b'shniya, and he's also to marry a Shniya. That is what Rashi had said. And Tosfos holds that a Mitzri Shlishi is muta b'shniya, because kal geirim leikri kol, and therefore he's muta, and a Mitzri Sheni is muta, and a geiris, or a Mitzri Shni is muta and a geir. So we have to understand what is Shitas Rashi. So let us just see the Rishash, 1 minute. Rishash brings down a Marshal. So the Rishash says, on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the Rishash says, the Shlishi is the last Rishash on the Amud, the Shlishi Yisraelu v'oso b'sheni. Mevuer b'datai zal, toho de kal geirim le'ikriko, hainu heim atzmo. That's davke, a goy who's megayir himself. So that's not called kol. Avo b'neyem shenildu achakach b'kdushe, but children of Geirim that were born b'kedusha, they were born from two Geirim, dinam ki Yisraelim gemurim l'inyin zeh, da'asurim b'psulei kol, b'chein hevi or reshal. But he is messiahim with akashe, v'koshli al zeh mahod b'kedushin. It says, Ger Adasore Deiris Mutter Bemamzeres. So it says that Adasore Deiris is Mutter Bemamzeres, a Vaistois, that they called a Ger Keseida. Emerson, we had a Gemara before, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says Daf Nun Zayin, that there was a suffix in the Gemara, if a ger will marry a Bas Yisrael, so the Gemara clears a Shaila. Kashrus itois vebo, oi kedusha itois vebo. And Rashi explains the shail of the Gemara was the father was a ger, the mother was a bas Yisrael, and the shail was, does it have a din? Is it only muta lakune? The isa ger lakoyin. Geiris Lakayim doesn't apply if the mother was a Bas Yisrael. Or do we say Kedusha Itais Vaba also? And Rashi says, Kedusha Itais Vaba Le'akruye Kol. That was a Shaila in the Gemara, a Kol Ikri. That was a Shaila in Lofi Emes, the Maskonos HaGemara is that we don't say Kedusha Itais Vaba. So you see, so it's L'cheiritz, it's a ha'orah the way the Rishash says. Rishash says that Rashi held for Dovah Poshet. If you have the mother again, and the father again, the child is a Yisrael, here the Gemara says, Klonitazoi. The Gemara says that if the father is a ger and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, the child does not have Kedushas Kol. You don't say Kedushi Taisa, but it's enough in the Gemara and Daphne and Zayim. It's very schwer. I just want to say over the Chazaynish in Simen Dalet wants to for Emphor Rashi. It seems like Toysvis is Alpi Pashtis. It's Poshita that seems children of a Ger, also of a Din Ger. He says something which Tachsachmir is a Meiridike Chiddish. The Shaila is, when does a Ger become Ois Ger? So, he assumes for that is a double Poshit. The Gemara, the Shaila, if the mother's a Basison, the father's a Ger, Does he still have a din ger or not? But he says, if the father is a Yisrael and the mother's a Geiris, then zikhe he has a din Yisrael. That he names on the double portion. So he wants to say, he wants to make an akimten on an argemore to for Rashi, but I think it's a mu'uyim de kechidish. He wants to say as follows. Argemore clears a shayla. We had a Mitzri Sheini married to women. He married a Mitzris Rishoina. He married a Shniya. And the child that this Mitzri Sheini had is a Shlishi. And this Shlishi Rashi calls a Yisrael. And that's the problem. Why should the Shlishi be called a Yisrael? It's a mother gear, a father gear. Why is he called a Yisrael? So the Chazanish says as follows. How the Gemara doesn't explain how he became a Mitzri Sheini. The Gemara started off with this Mitzri Sheini. So the Chazanish wants to say as follows. That this Mitzri Sheini, he had a father of Yisrael, a mother of Mitzri Srishin. So mitzad the father, he should be a Yisrael. Mitzad the mother, she's a Mitzri Srishaini, there's a loy chacha psulum, so he gets a din of Mitzri Shaini. He gets a din of Mitzri, so the Isurim of Mitzri Shaini he gets. He's a Mitzri Shaini, because the mother's a Mitzri Srishaini. But he wants to tie the grandson already. If he doesn't, it seems from the Chazaynish that Mitzad the father is a Yisrael. So he has Kedusha's kol. Then he has the psul of Mitzri Shaini. So he has Kedusha's Yisrael, but he has the psul of a Mitzri Shaini. But if now their son, which is a Mitzri Shlishi, which has no psulim whatsoever, their son will have a din of a Yisrael. That means this Mitzri Shaini, who married a Mitzri Shniya, and he was a Mitzri Sheini because the Chazanish wants to say, because his father was a Yid and his mother was a Mitzri Sheini, so he wants to say the grandson will have Kedusha's Kol, because Kedusha's Kol he can get yet from the grandfather. That's what the Chazanish wants to say to Fa'emfa Rashi. Let us go further. Gufe. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Leihuzaru Ksheiris Linosi Lipsulim. That a Bas Koyin is permitted to marry a Cholo. So the Gemara says, Leim him Messiah, we have a Raya from our Mishnah. Cholo Shenoso Ksheiro, and they had an Ach Kosher. So we said that it's Mutta Lebaleim, Vasuris Liyemeim. So what's the type Shenosak Sheira? My love, Kehenis. The Cholo Marda Kehenis. Umay Ksheira, Ksheira Lekuna. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. So, Cholo married a Bas Koyin. And it says, and then he died. And he is an Ach Kosher. So it says it's muta lebalayim, basura liyemeim. So you see, klo, that a baskain is muta tacholo. So the Gemara says, lo Yisraelis. No, it's not speaking about it. A baskain could be is also tacholo. And that what it says, that a cholo, shenosok sheiro, means he married a Yisraelis. There is no shaila.
Umay kshayra, kshayra lekol. He made some of those kosher lekol. Bihochi yeshloi ach kosher. So let's go further. So he has an ach kosher. Nami kosher lekol. Also means that the ach is kosher lekol. Mechlal, the who posel lekol. The cholol is posel lekol. Which is not true. Elo lav kayim. So kochah for differentiating him and the brother, so we can't say that the brother is kosher lekol, so that would seem he's posel lekol. So we have to say elo lav kayim. So ach kosher means he has a brother at kayim. Umidahu kayim, he kayhenes. So it says, cholo shenosok sheiro, v'yesh lo yach kosher. So if the kosher is a koyim, so ksheira should mean a bas koyim. So the Gemara says, it's no raya from the Mishnah. Mi de ir yeho kedis, ve ho kedis. So there's no raya. Could be the Mishnah is not speaking about he married a bas koyim. Could be a cholol is also in a bas koyim. But, here it means sheira married someone that's kosher lekol, and there's no shaila whatsoever, and but now she became also to his brother, she became a chalola. Let us see Rashi. Mike Sheiro, Sheiro le Kuhune. The Kaim along Koyin, Kozman, Shemoitze Lisa Bas Koyin, La Yisa Bas Yisrael, The Omar Bipsochim, Sudas Rishus, Bas Yisroel, Lekoyin, Ba'elo Oivrim. Now, we have to know, this Rashi is a Moiridike, Mechudishdike Rashi. I mean, Rashi is saying Pshat in the Gemara. We have to know if we can learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mike Sheiro, Sheiro, Lekohune. So, it means a bas koyin, and a bas koyin is kosher lekohune. So if you say that, so in other words, it means a bas Yisrael is not kosher lekohune. So Rashi says, yeah, that's true. Because the Gemara says, Msochim de kaimolon, koyin, kos man she moitze lisa bas koyin, for koyin can find a bas koyin, lo yisa bas Yisrael. A koyin is not permitted to marry a bas Yisrael. So a bas koyin is kosher lekoyin. A bas Yisrael is no one else in the male. A bas Yisrael is not kosher lekoyin. And Rashi brings a Gemara because the Gemara says, Dama bepsochim, it's not a sudas mitzvah bas Yisrael lekoyin. Be'elu oivrim. A bas Yisrael lekoyin is not a sudas mitzvah. Now, l'davineinu, in our Gemara Pesachim, there's no such Gemara. Unless Rashi had a different Gemara. Rashi seems to have a different Gemara. I'd just like to read over what our Gemara says in Pesachim. Our Gemara says as follows. Kol sude she'ein ishal mitzvah ein tamet chochem rashoi lahonis mimenu. Kigoin mai, what is a sude that's not a sude's mitzvah? Omar Rabbi Yochanan kegoin bas koyin li Yisrael. A bas koyin li Yisrael is not a sudas mitzvah. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan bas koyin li Yisrael ein zivugon oile yofe. The zivug will not be a good zivug. Mahi, what's gonna happen? Omar Rav Chisda oy almone oy grushe oy zera ein lo. It's gonna be shreklach. So Rashi says, Kedersiv, Ubaskoyin ki siyeli izo. The Pasuk speaks about a zivug. Besomachlein, the next Pasuk is, Ubaskoyin ki siyeli almona grushe vizereino. So the Pasuk seems to say that Ubaskoyin ki siyeli izo, that's what's going to happen. Bimas nisin tone koivro, oi koivrosoi, oi miviosoi lidei anis. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. A bas koyin is mutter to Yisrael, he's a Talmud Chochem. So then the Maharshal says, Bnei David Kahanim, so that's also a Talmud Chochm is a Din Koin. But a Bas Koin Le Yisrael is Takish Reklech. That's what Anan Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab himself passes these things will happen. It's a Loshna Mechab, but that's a Bas Koin Le Yisrael. And it's very understandable, because it's a Pgam Taha. Before she's a Bas Koin, she eats Tumah. Now, Baskain Kisili Zo, she marries a Yisrael, so you see, she has a Yerida, she can't eat Trumah, she can't eat Chazei V'Shoik anymore. This upcom in the Nakdusha's Kune. So Taka no good. But Rashi says, Abbas Koin is not allowed to marry Yisrael. But that a Koin is not allowed to marry Abbas Yisrael, the Gemara doesn't mention this at all there. Fakert, a coin of Maya Bas Yisrael, she becomes an Ashes coin. He's Malo. We mentioned from Abar and after Nesumen, she gets a Dinah Achila Mitzad Atzmo. There's no such Gemara. So, Lemaisa Dolchoner is Moira, this and Rashi. Rashi had a different gears in the Gemara. But our Gemara in Shulamach, it doesn't say such a thing. The Moray Mesad brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Ksubis says that a person should be dovak b'shivtoi u'b'mishpachtoi. So there it would seem from the Yerushalmi that a bas koin should marry a koin and a koin should marry a bas koin. That he brings a Yerushalmi. But Al Kaponim, we have a Meridiki Gemara over here, and Rashi's just saying that that what it says, that a Bas Koin is Kshera Lekune, I mean, Rashi's saying Devar in the Gemara. But it's Meridik Mechudishtik. Let us see further. Mosiv Rovin Bar Nachman. Rovin Bar Nachman is the Kashen Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav said that Lehuzeru Ksheiris Linosi Lepsulim, that means a Bas Koin is permitted to marry a Cholo. It says Lo Yikochu, Lo Yikochu. It says twice Lo Yikochu. Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikochu, that's the safe in the Posik. And I think Chalola Zayna Lo Yikochu. It says in the same pasuk twice Lo Yikochu. So why does the Torah could have said everything in one? Chalola Zayna Grusha. Why did the Torah say twice Lo Yikochu? There's a Meyutadik Lo Yikochu. So we learn out from this pasuk Melamed Shehaisha Muzeres Al Yedei Haish, that an Isha is Muzer from a Ish. So the Gemara understood, so what does that mean? So that means to tell us as follows, that just like a Koin is not allowed to marry a Chalole, so a Bas Koin is not allowed to marry a Cholo. So we see Klo not like Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Omar Rav, so Rav said, no, that's not pshat in the two Lo Yikochus. Kol heichidu hu muzer, hi muzeres. The Lo Yikochu is coming to tell us, the Pasuk says that he's not allowed to marry a grusha. Isha grusha me isha Lo Yikochu. So there's a nisa on him to marry a grusha. How do I know there's a nisa on the grusha to marry a koin? So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Kol heichidu hu muzer, hi muzeres. That's the chiddush. That the grusha, the zayin and chalol is also muzer to get married to a koyim. V'chol heichidu hu lo muzer. But if he's not muzer, a chalol is allowed to marry a bas koyim, he lo mizdaris, which is also not muzer. So memele, so it's not kasha on Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says that a bas koin is permitted to marry a cholo. And the Lo Yikochu is coming to tell us that there's a nisa, an agrusha, an azayin, and a cholo to marry a koin. Let us see Rashi. Lo Yikochu, lamuli lemichtum Lo Yikochu, trei zimni. Lahazir ho isha yedeyish, kosalka daitach, lahazik sheikhish leinosa lechalolim. Omarove kolecha, vaikro lav lahazir sheikhish sosi, elo lahazir psulois, shleilinosa lechsheikhim. Shakishem shakoyin muzer shleilikar zoine vechalolo, kachi muzer shleitisenu. Is Mamela, so she's also not Musa. So there's no kasha on Rav Yehuda Merav.
Why do you need a posik to tell me that she's Musa?
Mid Rav Yehuda Merav Nafke. There's another limut from Rav Yehuda Merav. That whenever he's Musa, she's Musa also. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, v'chein tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel, isha isha ki yasu mikol chatei sa'odom, ishva akosov isha li'ish l'chol onshim shebetoira. That in all Isurim, that an isha is Musa like an ish.
So the Gemara says, so why do you need now this pasuk to tell me that the Zoyin is also Musa? I can learn it out from Isha Yisha.
So the Gemara says, Imeahi, if we'd only say the pasuk Isha Yisha, have a mina lava shava bekel.
This pasuk is speaking about a lava shava bekel.
Then this Ushvu Isha Lish Chalon Shem Shabbat Torah.
A lav she'ine shava bekel loy,
but a lav she'ine shava bekel, I would think she's not Musa.
So that's why he says twice, lo yikochu,
to tell me that by Allah, she'ne shava bakil, she's also Muslim.
There's a very interesting kasha from Rishonim. The Rishonim ask, why shouldn't she be Muslim as lifnei iver? The Ritva says a teretz that, very interesting teretz that lifnei iver is a lav shebeklolis. It's got a lot of things. So memele, the megi is ma'ira lachayra. It's not a lav shebeklolis. Lifnei iver is itay michshol. There's a lot of averis. Each one is to give a michshol. If you'll have 25 mitshelis, that's not called lavshe beklolos. About kaponim, in Ritva Vaistois is there. In Ritva Vaistois, that lifnei iver is a lavshe beklolos. So lavshe beklolos, you won't get malchus. So we need this, the loyikochu to tell us that you'll get malchus. That loyikochu, that is an iser on the isha also, and therefore she'll get malchus. So Al Kaponim, so now Shalom Al Yisrael. So Likoch is coming to tell us that Alav She'enei Shove Bakil is Gamke Huzeru Hanoshim. And this Rav Yehuda Merav Ishish is telling us by Alav Shove Bakil.
So the Gemara says, Ahesha Akasha, Verei Tume, the Lav She'en Shove Bakil. Tume is Alav She'en Shove Bakil. Tume Lameis. V'tayme de kosov rachmone b'nei arin v'loi b'nei sarin. There's a mir that the nekevis are not muzah. Kolavochi. But if I wouldn't have this mir, avamine noshim chayovis. My time, lav mishum de Rav Yehuda Merav, because Rav Yehuda Merav said, ishva kosov ishal ishal chalon shim shabatoyre.
So you see from Rav Yehuda Merav, I also know a lav she'ene shava b'kel.
So the Gemara says, "Loi the gemrinim loy yikochu."
Now, from Rav Yehuda Merav, I never would call him that a bas koyin is also the tamis lemeisim.
But now that it says loy yikochu, so now I know that hukish isha leish afilu by a lav shein ishava b'kel.
So now I would think that a bas koyin is mitzuvim.
That Abbas Koin is mitzuve not to be metamala mesim.
So that is why it says,
that is why it says, Amir b'nei ar and b'lei b'nei sar.
That's one teretz. He could be amre kicha itzrichlei. No, that means like this. Misvarech itzainem. I would think that it says isha isha, so a makish isha lisha chalonshin shebetayre. I wouldn't differentiate between a lava shava bakel, a lava shayna shava bakel. I'd say, ushve ishalish. Aye, why didn't it kiche? Sakedaita chamina ligma mitume. That means, that is before it says the miyat by tume. And before it says the miyat of tume, I wouldn't differentiate between a lava shava bakel, a lava shayna shava bakel. I think, no shema matsub and everything. But now that it says b'nei, b'nei arim v'loi b'nei sarim, so now I would think that fakert, that we see that the b'nois arim apotah, so we see in alav she'enei shava bakel that noshim apotah. So I would think it's not only a din in tume, it's a din in olav she'enei shava bakel. So I would think that a zayin and a grush is also not mitzvah. So that's why I need layikachum. So agdait chayne ligma mitume kamash malom. Let us see Rashi. Oinshim lav v'kores. Avaleso lehava oinish. Ilkach mitzvah sasei shazman grom enoshim pturis. Lav de kohune, einoi shove bakel, she'einoi gim be Yisrael. Hilkechi lav ashmini leikoch, ava azlina lekula miftaru noshim. Pre lav de tume, deinoi shove bakel, deinoi Yisrael mezorim shlei ligad achsiv, emir la kahanim, kahanim mezorim velo Yisrael. Lav mishum derav Yuda al maafil olav sheni shava bakel nafkalon mehosam the noshim chayobes. Kmo loy de gomri beloy yikochu. Kloy be meisha yisha loy nafkalon al olav shava bakel. Baad itzach lemuutai beloy benaisam mishum de loy mitav gomrinim loy yikochu. The machayiv le noshim, I would be machayiv le noshim alav sheni shava bakel. I wouldn't be machalik, but now that it says a miut b'nois arim, so I would think that noshim apota by a lav sheni shava bakel. Zog de Gemara weiter. Rav Poppe, Rav Hune, Beredi, Rav Yeshua, Ikli, Lisha, Chantzevu, Laasrei, Rav Idi, Barov. Bo minayu, Vayest HaShaila, From Rav Poppe, Rav Hune, Beredi, Rav Yeshua, Huzaru, Ksheires, Linose, Lepsule, Meiloi. Aksheiris nizah linose lepsulam. Zabaskoi permitted to marry a cholo. Oma lohu rav popa teniso. Being a rai from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asore yuchsin olam ibovel, kahanim, levim, b'yisraelim, chalolim, geirim, b'charurim, abed meshuchel, mamzerim, nesini, shesuki, v'asufi. So the Mishnah continues, kahanim, levim, b'yisraelim, Motorim lovi zebaze. Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Geirim, Charurim, Motorim lovi zebaze. Geiri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shisuki, Basufi, Motorim lovi zebaze. Ve'ilu, Kehanois, Lacholo. Like Tani, doesn't say that in all the Motorim, it doesn't say that a Kehanis is permitted to marry a Cholo. Is a Rayim, that huzaruk sheiros linosi lepsula. That was Rav Popa's raya. Omalei Rav Huna bereide Rav Yeshua. It's not raya from the Mishnah. Kol eiche da hani nos vimei hani, va hani nos vimei hani ketoni. It means that what the Mishnah
is mafarat, these are mutter, and these, it means if the schorim can marry the nekevis, and the nekevis can marry the schorim, so then it says, so these are mutter. Aber kayin, even the ilu boile minsev chalola sirelei. But here, it's only a one-way etter. That a bas kayin is permitted to marry a chalola, but a kayin is not permitted to marry a chalola. Kim the boile minsev chalola sirelei loik toni. So maybe that's what he didn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only saying where the Issa is, the heter applies in both studies. Also, the Kami, the Rabidi, Baroven, Omolo, Dardiki, Ochi, Omar, Rabiuda, Marab, Lehuso, Cheres, Lenose, Lipsulam. Zogt Rash. Ochi, Gassine, Kahanem, Levim, Yisrael, Mutom, Lovi, Zebeze, Levim, Yisrael, Chaloli, Geri, Chalu, Mutorim, Lovi, Zebeze, Avo, Kahani, Bechaloli, Bechaloli, Bekahenes, Loi, You can't say that it's also the chaloicha b'ani nesivi mahani vali mahani k'toni. But he didn't say those when one is also and one is muta. Zuk to Gemara Vaita. Shniyos midivrei soifrem. What is the halacha? We hear in the Mishnah shniyos midivrei soifrem. So we hear that, so sometimes it's mutaras labal basuri liyavu. Sometimes it's mutaras liyavu basuri labal. Boy minei bnei viri, which was amokim, merav sheshes. What is the din? Shniya labal v'loy shniya liyavu. She's a shniya labal, she's not a shniya liyavu. Yesh lo ksube miyovu meiloi. Does she get a ksube from the yovu? So what is the tzodei ashayla? Kiven doma amar ksubos al nichsei baylo rishoin, since taloche is. But a yovu doesn't, is not meshabed himself with a ksube. Ksubos al nichsei baylo rishoin, that means in the chosim of the first husband is meshubed for a ksube. The Yovim Yarshin is the Nechosim. Salkaponim, Abba, these Nechosim are still Meshubit for Ksuba, but the Yovim does not have to be Meshabit himself to the Yovim of Ksuba. Her whole Ksuba is Minichse Baila Rishin. Is Memele here if she's a Shniya to the Baal? So she doesn't have a Ksuba, less Lo Ksuba, so finished. A Yovim doesn't have to be Meshabit himself to the Yivam of Oksube. I do, man. Given the ilu less lo mirishin, tkinu lo rabona mishaini. What if the mace did not have nechosim? So there's no ksube. So then the din is tkinu lo rabona mishaini. Shloi teikala ba'ina vloi tziyo. So the Rabbanan were misakin that the Yovam has to shtelzu a ksube if there's no ksube from the Baal. So Memelis over here, there's no ksube from the Baal, because she was a shniya la Baal, is Isla. So the Gemara didn't know. Omalohu, that's the yes, the Nebiri yes is from Rav Sheshes. Omalu Rav Sheishes Tenisua. We learned Ksubosa al Nichsei Baila Harishin. Ksubosa al Nichsei Baila Harishin. Vim Hoiso Shniya Labal. Afilu Miyovo Main Lo. So we see Claude did. So now we were pushed to Shaila, but we only have a problem, the Loshen of the Barais is a bissel modne. If he moish shniel afilu miyovan el, it would seem that sometimes she does get from the yovan, but here she doesn't get from the yovan. Michlal de ike de isla miyovan. You just said Ksubos al nichsei baila rishin. Then he said, afilum b'yovim leslo. I mean, if, she never gets from the yovim. So Moses says, no, chesuri mechsevachiton. Ksubos al nichsei baila rishin. But v'im leslo, what is? If he doesn't have nechosim, he didn't leave over any nechosim, the baila rishin, leslo mi rishin, tkino lo mi shayin. Then they were misakin, shleite kalabain of loitzio, that she has a ksuba from the second one. Vimoiso shniya lebal, but if she was a shniya lebal, afilu miyova main lom. And here we are not chayish for, that it will be kalabain of loitzio, because it seems that even though there's no isel to the yovam, she only was a shniya lebal, but al kaponim they can't. So memela, this is a yibum is a hemshech from the ishus harishayne. So since that was an ishus beisel, so they can't even on the ishus she has to the yavam. So let it be kalbein of leitzia. Let us see Rashi. Given the Omar Mark suboso shal yavam anichse bayla harishin. Leslo miyovim, afal gav doho mirishin leslo, even though she doesn't have him the rishin. I do make even the ileslo liyivomo, if the yivomo doesn't have, liyivomo da alma mirishin, a poshita yivomo, if she doesn't have mirishin from her husband, could go into leslo in the chosim, tkinu lo rabone mishayni, vohanami leslo, Meirishin, here she also doesn't have from the Rishin. It's a different time. Is Hilkach Islam Meyovam. Ksubos al nichse baila Rishin. Akol yivam iskoi. Yiktoni moisa shni labal afilu Meyovam ein lo. Shma mino. Mechlal di ike di Islam Meyovam bit miya. Kloima. Baya nevshit. You are poishit a boy. Miu lishne de breise koshe. Diktoni afilu Meyovam ein lo. Mashmi du toni afilu. Michla Diki Yabomachit, the Isla Ksuba Meyov, Bakhtani Reish Ksubos and Nixe Bailarish. First he said that the Ksuba is always from the Nixe Bailarish, and now all of a sudden he says, Afilam Meyov, Leslo. So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a time that the Yom is Mechuyiv to give, if Leslo La Bailarish, and it's the Kino La Mishaini, Kdei Shaloi Teika Labain of Loitziyom. Afal P came. But over here, by a shniya, they were not misakin. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rabbi Elazar mi Rabbi Yochanan, amona lekoyin godol grusha vechalutza lekoyin hedyit. Yesh lehen mezaynis, oy en lehen mezaynis. The Mishnah says that is a ksube. What's with mezaynis? We hear a shniya. There's no din mezaynis. Now what's with amon l'kayin gadol? So the Gemara says, "Eichi dami, ilayim the yos v'tu say if she's with him, amoid v'hoitzi koi mezaynis isla. How could we be mechayiv him to give her mezaynis?" We want him to give her a get. So the zicher no chiyev on him to give her mezaynis. Lo yitzriche sheholach hu lemedina sayom. The shal is a different shal. He went to Medina sayom. The love sova ochlo. And she borrowed from someone from mezaynis. My, what is the din? Mezayni tnai ksube ninu, bide isla ksube isla mezayni. Zachiv to give mezaynis. And it would seem that his bishlaim, if he's around, he can give her a get. So then we zichel won't tell him to give mezaynis. Give her a get better. But if he's not around, so, there's no medubo now of a get. I mean, he's in Medina Sayam. Who knows where he is? Now there's a shaila, so what's with mezainis? Does she get mezainis, yes or no? It's a tnai ksuba, and you said the ksuba isla. I do me ksuba de la mishka la meifek isla. Ksuba is, you give her that she should take it and leave him. Mezainis do me ti akiv gabei lesla. But mezainis fakert is not a incentive of giving a get. Mezainis is an incentive of remaining. Dilma ta'akiv gabei fakert. So therefore, so that chelik of the chiyav ksuba lesla, amalei lesla. So he answered him, in such a case, by love sava ochlo, she doesn't have mezainis. So the Gemara asks, v'hosanyo yeshlo. We learned a baraisa yeshlo. The Ramon of the Kohen Gadol has mezainis. So the Gemara answers, kisan yahi la'acha misa. That means that tnai ksuba is that after misa, he's mechuyev to give a mezainis kol yimei meger amalusich. Kozman, she's an almona, she doesn't get married, so he's mechuyev to give a mezainis. So that tnai ksuba after he's dead, he's taka mechuyev to give the she yeshimon's mezainis. Is the Yoma, yes, the Shaila, if Amomel Kain Godel has Mezainis, Omalei Tanya Yeshlo. The Masho says the Bryce is going on a lofts of Ochlo Lechere. That the Gemara is so Bamoid Vahitzikoi, it's Mistavo that she shouldn't have a full by lofts of Ochlo Mezainis. Velo Sanya Yeshlo. Kisan yehi la'achamis. La'achamis is yeshlo. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Mezainit na'iksu beninu. Shekach kosub lo beksubim ata yosu beveisi mitzene menichse koi me mega amalusaych. L'achemise imeis v'loi gir sheyesh lo mezoinis koi me'amanusa kishara amone. The mezoinit ma'ik sube v'och l'akalamigza dume tisakiv gabe. Let us see Toisvus v'lovsa v'och l'amai. So Toisvus says ilovsa v'och l'koidim sheposko l'obezn l'hoya abal chayim l'shalim. I feel a love so bebezn to the Pirish Rabbeinu Tam b'seif ksubis. Gabi kodm bebezn posko ma'ashe posko posko. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, she is that calls my bezn doesn't paskin. So I think I'm not too bekannt in the Indian over there, but who says bechlal that the Baal owes a mezainis? Maybe it was Matvis Tzrori, maybe he has nechosim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that business to pass in sekumte mezainis before there's nothing but to talk about a fellow anomaly issue. So memele, so Taisa says ilav savach lekaidem shepaskul abezn that she gets mezainis is nothing but to talk about. For nishik sheira has no right to get mezainis. V'hochem iboylei. Im yesh lebezn livsik lo mezainis shalach balam dinis ayom betil v'teichel kisham lo shmelo. That goof is the shayla should bezn paskin that she's has a right to get mezainis. Let us go further. Tana rabon almane lekayin godel grusha v'chalutza lekayin hedit. Yesh lo ksube, peiris mezoines blois, vehi psula, and she becomes apostle, uvlod apostle, she becomes a chalola, and the vlad becomes a cholo, vekaifen oise lahoitzi, and we force him to give her a get, shniyes medivrei seifrim, ein lo ksube, Loi peiris, loi mezainis, v'loi belois. V'hik sheira, uvloda kosher.
Let us see Rashi and Taisus. The Rashi says, V'yesh lo peiris. Now what does this mean, V'yesh lo peiris? Amonu l'koyin godu, yesh lo peiris. Sha'af al pi sha'ochal es ha'peiris, even though he ate the peiris, kiven de sheloi kedin ochlon, shrei loi hoyo loi bo nisuin me oilam, as Ladavoini, I don't understand these words what Rashi is saying. What does it mean, shrei hoyo loi bo nisuin me oilam? He married a mother of Kain Gold, speaking about that he married her. Loi hoyo loi bo nisuin me oilam. I don't know, my oilam is very unclear. He didn't have a proper nesuin with her. Could be Rashi means, if the word is ma'ulim, could be Rashi means that it's not nesuin ma'ulim. So there's no chiyuv lifdoisa. So memela, so there's no schus achilas peiris. Maybe bechlal, it's loyoy bonisui mulim, she doesn't get a schus achilas peiris. Va'av al gav dom riniga bikshera masha ochal ochal, masha hoitzi hoitzi. Peinisha kshera, the din is whatever he ate, he ate. Abahocha consingloi de mishalma filamasha ochel, neshohu margilo laaveiro. He's the one that was incited her to do the aveira, to get married. We'll see, because it's really, a woman is not interested in marrying, the woman is not interested in marrying a kohen gadol, because she'll become nifsal al yodai, the children will be psulim. So, if this shidduch went through, it was because he was malgil holaveira. So that's why, it seems he had no right to eat the peiris. So memela, yesh la peiris, whatever he ate, she's gaiva from him. That's what Rashi seems to say. Let us see Tosfos. Amone lekoin godu yesh la peiris. Now, before we learn Tosfos, that could be magdim. Tosfos brings a gemara in Ksubis. There's a machlokes Abaye the Rav and the gemara in Ksubis. The machlokes is is there a chiyev pirkuna by Almona Lekoyin Gadol? Is there a chiyev on him to be paid to her when she becomes a shvuya? So the Gemara differentiates between Almona Lekoyin Gadol in Mamzer and Nesina LeYisrael. The Gemara says as follows. In the Tnai Ksube it says, Bekoyhenes, if you're an Ashes Koyin, Hadranticha Limdinascha, I'll return you to the Medina. I'll bring you back, I'll be paid to you. The Chiev Pirkune, it says two distinct Lashinas. He says, if you're an Ashes Koyin, that's the Nusach of the Tnaik Sube. If you're an Ashes Koyin and you became captured, I'll be paid to you and bring you back to the Medina. We'll see in a minute. And by an Ashes Yisrael, it says, I'll be paid to you and take you back for my wife. So what's the difference? The difference is, because a Koyin, he can't tell, I'll be paid to you and take you back for a wife, because if she became a Shvuya, so Mestama should become,
she became Nesra Lalabailo. So the Chiyav is not pidyon to take her back for a wife, because he can't take her back for a wife. So the Chiyav is, I'll be paid you and bring you back to the Medina. By a Yisraelis, by a Ishis Yisrael, then the Chiyav is, I'll be paid you to bring you back for a wife. So Abaye said, Amir Adikazach. So Abaye said that what happened if there's Almanu Lekoyin Godel? Is there a Chiyav to be paid to her? So Abaye said, yes. Because there the Chiyav is, I'll bring you back to the Medina. It's not a Chiyav pidyon to take her back for a wife. It's a Chiyav to take her back. So that Chiyav is an Almanu Lekoyin Godel also. The chiyav is to take her back for a wife. Rabbi said as follows. By almona l'koyin godol, the chiyav pirkuna by an ashes koyin is to bring her back to the Medina. Never takes her back for a wife. So that chiyav applies by almona l'koyin godol also. Why not? There's such a chiyav. By a mamzeres and the sinali Yisrael. There, the chiyav is that I'll be paid to you and take you back for a wife. So here there's no chiyav for him to take her back for a wife, because we want him to give her a get. So mamela, there is no din pirkuna. That's Abaye's ashtik taira. And Rava is choylik on Abaye. Rava says, no, that what it says on Ashes Koyin, there's a chiyav to be paid there. That means that there's a chiv to be paid even though he can't take her back for a wife. That is only if the shvir was goyrim, he can't take her back from a wife. So then there's a chiv to be paid al kaponim to bring her back. But if there's other reasons why he can't take her for a wife, a fellow without the shvir, she's no mono le koin godel, then there's no chiv Birkuna whatsoever. So Bekitza, we have here a machloikis, Abaye v'rove, by an almona l'koyin godol, is there a chiyav pirkuna? By a mamzeres and the senior soul zichana, by almona l'koyin godol, is there a chiyav pirkuna? Abaye says, yes, because the chiyav by an ashes koyin is a chiyav to bring back to the Medina, so that applies by almona l'koyin godol also, and Rove says, no, there's no chiyav as long as there's another sibah besides the shvir that he can't take her back for a while, says no chiyav pirkuna. Now let us see how Tosfos learn pshat in the Gemara. Almona l'koyin godol. Now our Gemara is clawing about peiros. Agamor is clawing about peiros. Rashi said that he has no right to eat the peiros. Rashi doesn't go into it. Rashi says it's maybe. I don't know what Rashi means. Rashi says he had no right to chlal the peiros. So she takes back the peiros. Now Tosfos wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara. Labaye do oma beperik narish nitzpatzo, almona l'koyin godol, nishbis chayiv lifdoisa. He's mechayiv lifdoisa. Bekerina or bekehenes, because that's what it says in the Tanai Ksubi, bekehenes and eshes koyin, ahadranticho l'mdinoso. Have a peiris kimashmoy. Din peiris. Dahainu pirkune davetachas peiris. So according to Abaye, almona l'koyin godol yesh lo peiros means yesh lo din peiros. That means the schus, whatever isha has because of his achilas peiros, she has also yesh lo din peiros. He's mechuyev to be paid off. That's how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. Yesh lo peiros. Because you have to understand yesh lo peiros is a psamod nazach. Yesh lo peiros. Since when does she have peiros? He has peiros. So Rashi learns pshat yesh lo peiros. She can take the peiros he ate. She can take from him the peiros he ate. She like it is. But Tosfos learns, no, yesh lo din peiros. That means she has what every woman is entitled to have. For the schus achilas peiros, she also has that. She has a schus that he has to be paid to her. Deine Pekune darf et achas peiris. Ubishniye diktoni ein lo peiris, ashniye doesn't have peiris. Avinami din peiris. Also the same thing. Dem nicht bis eine Chaiblev doiso. Period. So Taisu says, so that's pshat. So, in other words, an almone, according to Abai, an almone has a schus pirkuna, and a shniya doesn't have a schus pirkuna. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it peiris, it means din peiris. Afo gav da baal oichel peiris, even though by a shniya the baal eats peiris, ki yidi ishe rabbe, the tonne nami ein lo peiris umezoinis. The ishe rabbe is speaking about as follows, that, the Neidechet came and said Meis Bailo, and she got married to someone else. Then her husband came back alive. So, Ein Lo Peiris and Mezoinis from the second one. V'oma alo b'Yerushalmi, she'eini yecheilo loitzi mimenu a peiris she'ochal. She cannot be moitzi the peiris that he ate. Omer abchnino the temg she'ochal at she'loi b'horishe. So it's two different things. So the peiris is permitted to eat, and it doesn't have us. The two different things we're talking about. He is a schus achilas peiris, but she doesn't have a din pirkuna. By shniya. Lerove de Omar Hosom Almona Le Kain Godel de Ein Chayev Livdaisa. So what is Pshat? He's not Chayev Livdaisa. So what is Pshat? Yesh Lo Peiris. Nira Le Ri Le Forish. Yesh Lo Peiris. That Afilo according to Rove de Imnishbis. If she got captured, Mishalem Habal HaPeirish She'ochal Livdoiso Behem. Avo Mashe Shepikune Yesad May Peirish Ochal Lo Yoiv. Ubishnisa Fulud May Peirish Ochal Lo Yoiv. So Toysus the Rises Pshat, Baita Yeshlo Din Peiris, also Pirkuno. Yesh lo peiris. Ayrove says he's not mechuyev to be poidaha. That means yes or mimash ochal peiris. Over how much peiris he ate, so much is mechuyev to be poidaha. So that is pshat yesh lo din pikune al kaponim on the amount of peiris he ate. Ubishniye afilu dmei a peiris ochal yoy. Period. That is how Taisus wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara. So, Yesh Lo Peiris means she has Din Peiris. That means she has the Schus. What every Isha has, because the Baal has a Schus Echilas Peiris, so she has a Din Pekuna. The Shail is Pekuna, how much they're asking, or how many Peiris, how much Peiris he had eaten. But al koponim, hizichi is a din achilas peiris. Mitoch peiris shakuntres mashme, she'en labal peiris balmona klal. Vafilo loy nishbis, chayv lach ze peiris ochal. The peiris, yesh lo peiris, afopi she'ochal peiris, kim vishloike din ochlom, mishalim. So Taisu says, Valibe de Rove de Ksubis Peirish Kain. The whole thing that Rashi is only makes sense according to Rove. According to Abai, is Mechuyev to be Peidah. So why shouldn't he have a Schus Achilles Peirish? That doesn't make sense. I mean, he's the Chiyuvim of every Baal by Ishus Kain. So why shouldn't he have a Schus Achilles Peirish? So Al-Kolchok Taisu says, Rashi is going according to Rove. That he has no Chiyuv. Pidyon,
So Mameli is no schus achilas peres. That's how Rashi learned. Ach nira l'rika moishe pirish lo mishal l'bala l'tzeach pekunik shenishbis. V'chein pirish haribon. And the dri is chulik on Rashi. That's not true. What a yitz a yitz. He could eat a gesuntahit. The shayla is... He is only mechuyev to pay l'tzeach pekuno boitrov. Zokt, let's see the next Toisfis. Blois. Perish, Bekuntas, we heard, we learned in the Gemara. The Braise says, Amonaka and Godel, Grushim Kutsuka and Hedit, Yesh Laksube, Peiris, Mzaines, Blois. Now we heard in the Mishneh, Ashniye, Einla Blois. Now, Perish Pekuntras b'mishnah seinu gabishniya da ein lo b'lois. But it's ein lo b'lois. She doesn't have b'lois. And here it says, by a molo kaingolo, she does have b'lois. So Rashi says, what does that mean, da ein lo b'lois? Shim yesh lo adayin b'lois. Ushchokim mi begodim shichniso loy. That means she brought in a nadin, and part of the nadin that she brought in for her husband was a wardrobe. She brought in clothing for him. And Kozman, they were married. They were married, finished. He was wearing the clothing. They got used up a little bit. Now, Baruch Hashem is giving her a get. So now we have a suit that's a little worn out. It was worn by him. Now, what happens with this suit? So Rashi said in the Mishnah by Yeshniyim, Shim yesh lo adayim bloi sushchokim mibgodim shechniso loi, eina noitlosung sheyoitzo. He keeps the suit also. That means the kansen da shniyim. That means you're going to regret this marriage your whole life. Whatever investment you made in this marriage, in Gashmish, you're going to lose from it. So you brought him in a suit. When he gives you finally a get, the suit will remain by him. The Knosa Konsei Chachon Ve'ein Hirelari The Behed Yamashme B'Seif Amon and Nizoynes The Davke Mashe Bolo Ve'ein Be'en Einlo Blois means that if it was used up completely, so she can't mum that. Avumashe be'en shokla, but what is be'en? Whatever is hers, and now he's giving her a get, so bechitesi, this was brought them to wear, so he wore it, now he's giving her a get, why can't she take that back? Vehechi da'airi bo'oysen shein adayin be'en, when we speak about blois that ben rogil lefoish bloiseho kayomim kedoma hosom zinso if see the bloiser kayomim v'chein b'soif afropi gabi meredes. Let us stop here. The kasha of Tosfos is a little too complicated. Let us go further in the Gemara. Now we hear here a very interesting din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a person married a Shniya, which is an Elva Darabon, and he married his grandmother, Amy Moy, which is only an Elva Darabonum, so then becomes a Meredik. Doesn't have Ksube, Ein Lo Ksube, Vlai Peres, Vlai Mezoines, Vlai Blois. Amona Lekoyin Godel, that is an Issa, the Reise, Yesh Lo Ksube. There he has a ksuba. So now, the Gemara wants to explain, how do we understand such a, by Issa de Rabbonon, we concentrate. By Nisa de Reise, Tomisht. Omar Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Mibnei ma omra mono le koin godo yesh le ksuba. Mibnei shehu posel. Because
the marriage alone brings up with itself problems to her and problems to him. That means if a Kayin is married to Grusha, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. She becomes a Chalola, the children become Chalolim. That means the marriage mitzad atzmoi is Baruch Hashem a problematic marriage, besides all other inyonim, besides the Averis, what we're speaking about. But it brings with it problems. Minei shehu posel vehi psulo. He becomes posel, and she becomes posel. V'chol mokem shehu posel vehi psulo. If he's posel or she's posel, so why you say ksube? Then they say, let him give a ksube. So let us see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi, ochi garsine, v'chein motzosi b'tshuvas ha-goinim, neshehu posel v'ipsula, v'chol mokem shehu posel v'ipsula, konso why you say rabon ksube. Vachi perush. Mimnei shehu posel k'desnam b'pcheiris, ha-noisei noshim b'aveirim, posel, so he's posel, La voida chiyder hano, that's the Bach's Girse. Vihipsula chalola, chomokim shu posola yoda, hipsula yodoi, is konsu oisoi ksube, kloima, loi konsua mishakala noshin. They didn't cancel no more than all other women. She has all the privileges that every woman has. Vahai de konsua rabono lishniye ksube, Kdei shloi tisakivet shloi. Oh. Ashniya, they said she doesn't get a ksube because she should not have any incentive to remain like this. Sometimes you remain, for the ksube. The kivin dloi te heavy lo ksube mine, if she knows she won't get a ksube, ishovke lai, vinafke, so mamela, so she'll leave him. That's also a good thing. Let her leave him. Chazal did not want that they should be together. Vakel, it's beisa. Avol hochel loy tzorich, but he, you don't have to give an incentive for her to leave. The memele shavkalei. The kivin dohu nifsal al yoda. That means whenever he goes, he wants to do the avide, so he wants to do chin, they tell him, Rabid, I'm sorry. You want to do chin? You want to do avoide? You first get rid of your wife. Is yesh k'tota b'neim? B'chein she'i nivsela sal yodai. Or when she is nivsela yodai, so memele, there's a lot of problems that will originate in this marriage. Memele, so that alone will motivate them that they should separate beheg them of shori as soon as possible. So mainly don't make a knas. By a shniya, there's no problems. That is the problem. So mainly we have to make problems. So we have to tell her, listen, there's nothing worthwhile to wait for. Ksuba you won't get. Mimnei ma'om rishnis nivrisoifim eilem ksubim nei shehu kosha vihik sheira. B'chol mokim shehu kosha vihik sheira. So there's no problems. Is konsuaisaksuba. So then we have to make problems. So we told the laksuba you won't get. Rabbi Yaima, Rabbi said another lumdist understand the chilik between why they were more machmel by shniyas than by amonukain god. Halalu divrei teire. Divrei Teire in Tzrichim Chizik. Divrei Teire, you don't have to be Mechazik. Don't, give her a get, don't worry about it. It's Divrei Teire. Parlolo Divrei Seifrin. But Shniyis Ami Divrei Seifrin. Divrei Seifrin Tzrichim Chizik. That's Rebbe's pshat. Now we have Dover Acher, another pshat. Zehu margilo, vizu hi margilo soy. One case, he is margilo. He's the one that convinces her to get married. And one case, she convinces him to get married.
So first of all, the Gemara says, Dover Acha Man Ktonilo. Who said the Dover Acha? Ike da Amri Rab Shimon ben Elozer Ktonilo. Rab Shimon ben Elozer said it. Eis Rab Shimon Elozer was the first Tana. Uma Tam Koma. Now he's explaining the first din. Matan Omru Hu Posel Vipsule Konsu Oisek Sube. Mipnei shehu margilo. Umatam hu kosher vikshero konsu oisok suba. Mipnei shehi margilo soy. Let us see what Rashi says. Ze hu margilo. Amon lekoin god lagrusha bechadus lekoin hedit hu margilo. He's the one that convinces her to get married to him. She doesn't become posel. She doesn't lose anything from this marriage. That means a woman always has an interest. But in the case of Manulakain Govo, the losses are too great. She becomes possible. The children become possible. She might as well get married to Laita Sheshidich. So then, if she got convinced to marry him, he was a good salesman. So since he was margilo, so that is why he has to go and give a ksuba. He can't gain from this issue's bisa. She's losing nothing from the ksuba. And the isha is right to know, so yaisim nish. So mistame, she was the one that's magilo soy. So that is why, she loses the ksuba. That's one shot. Ike da'ama rebik tonilo. Another pshat is rebik tonilo. That Rebbe is most of this. So Rebbe said a beautiful beer. Why do we need a bigger beer? Rebbe said, Divrei Torah lo tzrich chizik, and Divrei Chacham tzrich chizik. So no, v'chalutze kokash shilei. Rebbe had a problem. Amon lo kain godu grusha lo kain hedyet is very good. Divrei Torah lo tzrich chizik, so what a give her no muksuga. But chalutze lekayin hedid is a darabonon. So why there does he give a ksuba? The chalutze derabonon. And also be isla ksuba. Or the Roma that by chalutze there's another knech. Kiven the posolo mitrume derabonon. Ezehu margilo, bezuhi margilo soy. Let us see what Rashi says. Ikedam a Rebbe ktonilo, shenosan tam ledvor, neshem shel toire. That's how he explained the chilik between Amoloka and Godel and Shnius. Vikos sheleis a Rebbe erekashe, bo chalutza lekoyin lav di reise. Chalutza lekoyin is not a derais, ala derabon, kidoma be'asor yuchsen, mevi'ishe grusha miribu yedabov. Umakmin ala midarabon, lekos machta be'yalme. Ektoni mas nisen dis loksu be'ay lochayre. This is divrei saifrem, and divrei saifrem psichachiz. Ekodoroma, given the posel lo mitrume darabon, b'haynu dover acher de kamar.